Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions.
Yo, I want to write a song about that. So then later, a couple days go by, and I'm like, it's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. And I was like, oh my God, okay, there's something here. It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy. And I was like, oh shit, maybe we have a song. So I start writing this stuff down. And then we get into the studio. I have an amazing producer. His name is Steven. And he's responsible for most of my songs. So I got in the studio with Steven and we just started writing on this song and creating the vibe and the mood. And this song, honestly, I feel like it's going to go off in terms of in gay clubs and LGBTQ spaces. I really feel like this is just that moment in the club where you're with your friends and, you know, you just feel yourself and you're like, you know, you're just feeling like the most confident version of you.
Probably have a couple of shots in you and you're whipping your hair around like you're fucking Beyonce, but reality is that you actually look like your drunk Uncle Bob from the Bar Mitzvah last week. Yes, I know it well.
Exactly.
Little boy who discovered sitting on the couch while watching The Cosby Show when Mark Wahlberg appeared in that glorious Calvin Klein underwear ad in nothing but Calvin Klein underwear in that beautiful, gorgeous, immaculate, chiseled body. And as a 10-year-old little boy sitting on that couch watching this moment right before my very eyes, I knew that whatever that was, even though I didn't understand that those feelings that I had for Mark Wahlberg right then and there in that moment were just manifesting in my brain and, you know, other parts of my anatomy for the very first time, I knew that whatever that was, I needed to know more. But what I also knew at that very young age was that I wasn't supposed to feel that way about men. I was actually supposed to just keep my focus on the straight and narrow path towards Jesus Christ, just like my strict religious Republican Christian parents were forcing me to do our entire childhood and forcing us into our church pants and sitting on that church pew each and every week and having all of those scriptures and sermons and everything pounded into our heads. And we were taught that Mark Wahlberg
in those Calvin Klein underwear, that was something that I was not supposed to like. Ugh, fast forward to my teen years and just not being able to suppress those feelings and understanding in that moment that I was so fucking gay and I was attracted to men, but I also knew that I didn't want to disappoint my parents and I didn't want to, like, be excommunicated from the Christian church. So I just pretended my way through life and just kept my eye on that goal of entering my 20s, meeting a nice girl, having babies, and living the Christian dream. But what I didn't realize until I got into my 20s was that I was so miserable playing this role that I don't feel anybody was buying, because after all, do you hear the sound of my voice in this moment? How would anybody ever think that I was straight? But you know, I did all the things. I met a girl, we dated, I had a son, all of it. And then one day, shortly after my son's first birthday, I decided that I was so sick of playing this role and that I was so sick of, like, pretending that I was straight and pretending to be Christian, all of it. And I just decided to embrace my one true authentic self. And I came out and I never looked back. And I've never felt more free, more open, and basically sitting here and recording every single one of these exposés each and every week for all of you out there on this show is something that I currently live for. But what if I told you that there's somebody else out there who has almost that exact same story? The details are probably a little bit different, and the outcome is not quite a podcast host, but more along the lines of an independent music artist who is killing it in the music industry. And you guys, when I met Gaddison in 2017, I saw him start from the very beginning, and it has been such a joy to watch him grow and flourish and create new music and his own clothing line. And this week, I brought Gaddison on the show to talk about that music, that clothing line, his career, his life, all of it. And I am so excited to share this interview with Gaddison with all of you this week. So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill, and let's explore the entire notion of what it means when I say that Gaddison is just now entering his sexy era. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ+ community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that really just delusionally thinks that it has always been in its sexy era. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, holy shit, you guys, I am so fucking excited for this week's interview. I could explode. This week, I had the pleasure of having a conversation with my dear, dear friend, Gaddison. and we talked about his music, his clothing line, his career, his life, all of it. And you guys, this man, I have to say, is probably one of the most talented individuals that I have ever met. And it has been such a pleasure to watch him, way back when I met him in 2017, start his music career, and just to literally see him all these years later come full circle and just kill it in regards to what it means to actually evolve as a music artist in this industry. And he is doing it like beyond what others have yet to even achieve in their minds in regards to what it means to know who you are as an artist. And we talk about that and so much more this week. And there's actually a little bit of a surprise, like giveaway drop towards the tail end of the expose. So stay tuned for that. You'll get all the information that you need. And you know what? Let's just get into it. Let me introduce to all of you, Gaddison. All right, you guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my Gay Exposé podcast to get to that next best thing. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gays and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning. Welcome to the My Gay Exposé podcast stage, somebody that I've known for a very long time now, and I'm so excited to actually get the opportunity to chat with this week, Gaddison! Gaddison, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be here.
So Gaddison is actually kind of a big deal, you guys. I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but he totally is. So Gaddison and I actually, we met, I don't even know when. I want to say like 2017, I think. Somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
I don't remember, truth be told, how our paths crossed initially, but I do remember inviting you to one of my crazy Pride? Was it Pride Party?
I think it was
a Pride Party. Okay.
It was Pride, for sure.
Pride Party. So we have this little history, and I have literally watched on social media Gaddison go down to LA and pursue his dream of being a singer, a songwriter. He currently dwells in Los Angeles. Is that correct?
Yes, Hollywood.
Okay. Hollywood. Ooh, even better. Even better. He not only writes his own songs and sings them as well, very well, I might add. And honestly, I was a singer back in my prime. And I will say this, any male singer, just because I used to have the pipes back in the day, they've officially been retired currently. I critique the fuck out of the vocals, the sound, the tone, all of it. I literally critique every male singer. I will say this, your shit's on point. So
thank you.
Otherwise you wouldn't be here at this moment. Right. So. So very fucking talented. And he's also started a fashion line. He's a fashion entrepreneur, a Billboard charting artist, you guys. And he actually just dropped a new single called Jealousy, featuring Logan Campton. And you need to check that out on Apple Music. I almost said Apple Podcasts. I'm so fucking used to saying Apple Podcasts.
And it's Logan Campton.
Campton. Okay. Hey, Logan. Campton. Logan. I'm so sorry. Logan Campton. So, Jealousy by Gattison featuring Logan Campton. What did I say originally?
Campton.
Campton. Fuck.
That's cool too. That's great too.
Listen, my name is spelled R-A-O-N-I. I am so sensitive to people misspelling. Yeah. So Logan, I'm sorry. My sincerest apologies. But the video drops tomorrow. At the time of this recording, March 1st. I'm pretty excited to see the video. I've actually already heard the song, and I think we're actually going to play a little clip of the song later on in this week's expose. But Gattison, without further ado, I would just like for you to introduce yourself, tell us anything that you think we need to know, and let's dive in to you and your music.
Yes, let's go. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love your show. It's amazing. And so I feel like this is definitely a gift and it's going to be fun. But I am a Billboard charting recording artist. It feels so weird to say that, to be really honest with you, because I remember in 2017 going through a pretty major life reset. And I had been singing all of my life. My family, they're all musically talented. Just to give you kind of context and an idea of where, you know, the family that I grew up in, you know, my great aunt, she was the original singer of the 60s hit Oh Happy Day. You could have heard that in, you know, Sister Act and
really?
Things like that. Yeah.
Damn.
And my second cousin, he was the guitar player for Prince. So I grew up in this musical family, where everybody either sang or played an instrument and was heavily involved in church. So, that's kind of the context and the backdrop of me. But in 2017, I had this major life kind of reset, through a dramatic event. But anyway, at that moment I decided like, hey, what do I really want to do with my life? I had been singing, but I hadn't really taken it seriously. And so anyway, I just was like, yo, you know what? I want to do this. I want to go down to LA. I want to pursue my dreams. I know that seems so crazy and silly and to some people, but I just feel it in my bones. I feel like I need to do it. And so I came down in 2018 and released my first single, California Magic, which was super fun, and worked with Sherry Short, who is a songwriter for like Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, a bunch of different people. And so I don't know how, honestly, I ended up in this place because, I mean, obviously I did the work, but also it still surprises me and takes me back. I love music. I think music has been my vehicle to express myself. And really, honestly, if you listen to my music, it's mainly where I've been at in my life. And I'm sure we're going to get into this a little bit later, but this 2024 is a new era for me. In the past, I've done a lot more positive, uplifting, fun type stuff. 2024 is very much a lot more sexual, a lot more confident, and I'm exploring that side of myself. So it's a reflection of kind of where I've been in terms of my inner journey and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be sexy as fuck too.
Well, I'm fucking excited. Hey, listen, I would never turn down a little sexy like anywhere. Like, right, who doesn't love a little sexy?
Who doesn't?
Yes. So That, you know, and I have to say, you guys, I have literally followed him on this entire journey on Instagram, and just seeing where he started, you know, getting his start, kind of getting to the place that he is now. I honestly have watched him kind of grow right before my very eyes. And I think this is sort of the thing that we all see in certain artists. But the one thing I will say, because again, I am a Virgo and I overly critique the fuck out of any singer, songwriter, whatever, is I feel like Gaddison's doing it in the right way. Like, he's actually evolving himself in such a tasteful and artistic way. And I think once you watch the video and hear the music, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I mean, I'm pretty impressed. I was impressed from the beginning. But now as we're getting into this moment, you know, you shared the song with me. It was fucking amazing. And I mean, I just have to say, it just makes my heart fill with joy to see you just blossom right before all of our very eyes. And they take some artists so long to like understand what they're trying to do in regards to like that next step, that after the first moment.
Right.
And I feel like you've got a good handle on it. I think you have it, like the balls are in your hand. You grasp them and you're ready to party.
right. Listen, that part. No, I honestly, to hear you say that is a huge compliment. Because I mean, I know you probably know this, but like when you're in the middle of your own journey of whatever you're trying to do, you don't feel like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't tell you how many times, and I was actually telling my partner this, but I can't tell you how many times I wanted to quit. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to give up. I can't tell you how many times it just would have made, you know, more quote unquote responsible sense for me to give up. But there was just something inside of me that was like, I had to really get clear on my why I do music. And while I love it for my own personal process and being able to express and all that kind of thing, I really feel like people need music, right? Like I can tell you specific songs that have literally gotten me through difficult times, or I can tell you songs where I have turned the fuck up and it was the best night of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and music is like, it's the soundtrack to our lives. And I think that that's such an amazing responsibility to have as an artist. And so I take that really seriously. And that has become a part of my why. And so this release is no different. Jealousy is such a fun track. And it's a little bit different than what I've put out before, but it's reflective of just this new space that I'm in right now.
Yeah. You know, I will say this too. And there's so much about what you're saying that I see in myself in regards to just doing this fucking show. Like,
yeah.
I literally am finding myself in a space. Like, I started the show 3 years ago and it took me a very fucking long time to get to where I am now.
Yep.
And, you know, there, same thing. I mean, I saw myself like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right,
or
right,
looking
right.
back on older episodes and going, oh my fucking God, what was I thinking?
Why
did I ever think that this would be good? And listen, I deleted a shit ton of episodes for that reason. And, you know, it's such an amazing space when you can actually sit in a moment where you can look back on your past, all the work that you put in, and see it actually coming to fruition, and which I feel like is sort of happening for you right now.
Yeah,
and so I am super excited to see what happens next, truth be told.
Yes. I'm honestly, it's really exciting for me because I do feel that kind of culmination moment. I definitely feel in my lane. I definitely feel like, you know, I have a rhythm and a flow going right now. I mean, even, and you, I'm sure you understand this as a creative yourself, but like, you know, this single Jealousy is new for people. It's old for me. This has been like, you know, months, in the works, and I'm already three or four songs ahead. Right. So It feels exciting to understand what jealousy is and how it's going to be really cool for people to grab onto, but also to know what's coming next.
Yeah.
And people are not ready for what's coming next. I'm really excited.
Ooh, bitch. I'm excited. Listen, it's funny too, because it's like, you know, there's sometimes where I like, there are certain parts of the year where I have to record a few episodes back to back to back because I'm not going to have any time to record. Like for AIDS Life Cycle specifically, the whole month of June is just completely blocked off for me. It's Pride month. It's like I don't get any shit done.
Right.
And sometimes I'll go through and edit and listen to my own voice over and over again. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. And sometimes I get so numb to the same sound and the same vibe and the same energy. But then I realize, you know, and then I think, oh, am I doing this right? Is this what it's supposed to be? Is this is this what people are expecting? Or am I just doing like the same note through whole, whatever.
Right.
And then I realize, my shit's hella good. What the fuck am I even talking about?
That part.
So I want you to actually understand that about your music when you ever get discouraged, because we're always going to have those moments where we feel that way. And it is part of being a creative. You do get those moments where you're like, should I just quit? I've almost quit twice. So it's just the fact that you're actually still working on that hustle. That just shows that you want this shit so bad. And baby, you're going to fucking get it. I can see it. I can feel it. what's the date today? This is where I called it. February 13th, at the time of this recording. Get there. I can feel it. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Thank you. Come on, we're going to the Grammys.
Yes. And on that note, can we also maybe talk about your clothing line, because I understand that it has a lot to do with your music, which, by the way, genius, love this idea. So tell the listeners about that journey for you.
So basically, I started a fashion line, and it's called House of Gaddison. And so House of Gaddison, basically for every single that I release, every piece of music that I put out, I create a fashion collection around that single. It embodies kind of the energy of it. And, so there's different styles and different collections, different cuts, you know, colors, all that kind of thing. So for instance, there's, I have a song called Transformation, which is really near and dear to my heart. It's really a lot about like me coming out and kind of that transformative process. Anyway, we have really cool kind of streetwear, like hoodies and different things like that. But on the back of the transformation hoodie, there's a QR code. And if you actually, put it on your phone, like take the picture and go to the website, there's a hidden music video that you can watch. So I really wanted to make fashion kind of interactive. And so that's kind of what we did. But also there's a deeper layer there for me, which is more of a long-term goal. But it's to really empower independent artists to be able to have their own fashion lines, merch, that kind of thing. And so House of Gaddison and the bigger iteration of it will kind of be a one-stop shop for independent artists to be able to come in, design their, or have a designer design their whole merch line, have a space for them to sell it, have marketing and all that kind of stuff. But I really believe in supporting independent artists because, if we're keeping it real, some of the more mainstream artists definitely take notes from some of these independent artists, and they just have the bigger budgets to kind of push them out to the masses. Mm. But there's some amazing independent artists that are putting out amazing work, like phenomenal work that you may not ever hear of because they just don't have the right budgets and marketing and labels behind them. And so I want to create House of Gaddison to be able to help sustain them and give them a space where they can make money and be able to keep doing the work that they want to do. and keep putting out art. So there's a big vision behind House of Gaddison, but then the short vision is just like, you know, listen, there's some cool kind of streetwear clothes that you can, streetwear fashion that you can buy, and it's based around music. So you can shop for music, you know, shop for fashion based on music.
That is just, okay. First of all, it's such an incredible idea, so well thought out. And you made it so personal to you. Mm-hmm. The idea of you doing pieces for each single is just an amazing idea. You know, it's so crazy that you and I somehow like cross paths, because like listen, my version of what I'm about to tell you is like the low end budget version of what you're doing. So let's just make that very fucking clear. I have looked at his website. His shit is legit, you guys. But like, I literally did my Bossy Power Bottom wear line based on like episodes that I've done on this very show. Literally.
Yes.
And one of the things that I hated about, you know, going to Pride festivals or Folsom Street Fair or Dory Alley is that people would always wear like all their slutty apparel, but then they would wear like, you know, a crop top that just said like bottom or something. It's just like, I would always see them and think I could come up with something so much better than that. Like, I feel like that's just, it's almost there, but it's not quite there. And so, you know, when the show started taking off and I started, was like, okay, how could I do a merch line? Listen, there are several podcast shows out there that I obsessively listen to every week and love and would endorse till the end of time. But I'm not buying a fucking t-shirt with like their fucking logo on it. Like, why? Why would I do that?
Why?
So for me, I tried to think outside the box and do something that was a little bit different in regards to podcast merch. And so, you know, looking for my next Gay Walk of Shame, Gingers Taste Better. You know, honorary cum dump. Like, these are just some of the pieces that just coexist with my Gay Exposé podcast. Episodes I've named after, pieces I've named after episodes. And it's I just feel, even though, again, yours is far superior than mine. Mine's like t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies. But by the way, check out Bossy Power Bottom Wear, you guys.
Yeah,
But I love the idea, because I sort of feel like, even though they're not the same thing, like we had the same idea all along of what we should do with our shit.
Right.
But it's like, I think it is that creative mindset. You know, it's like you want to do something that like stands out, that's different. But the idea of you doing singles, like a collection around your singles, that is just, I can't even put into words how much of a good idea that is. And I actually can't believe that no other artist is doing that.
Right. And this is the thing, is that I feel like when it comes to music and fashion, those things just go together. When you think of a fashion show, are you going to not have music there?
Right.
If you think about a music video, are you not going to have fashion? I mean, they just coexist. I mean, even when you think about some of these bigger artists, Beyonce, you know, Cardi B, all these people, they partner up with these fashion houses for their own lines, right? And so it makes sense to be able to have something that's accessible for independent artists to be able to do the same thing and to be able to create around a moment. So I'm really excited about it. I'm really proud of it. And I think it, you know, again, in the biggest iteration of it, it's like, I want people to be able to come to House of Gaddison. And you know how you shop a website, you know, a clothing website, and you shop by style or size or this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I want people to be able to shop by genre. So like, I want people to be able to shop by mood. You know, I want something sad. Okay, well then there's a collection that's built around sad. Or I want to shop for happy. Or I want to shop for just broke up with my you know, or you know, shopping my ex or something like that. I just want that feels to me natural to be able to, like, fashion is about how I feel. So why would I not shop by mood? Why would I not shop by genre? Why would I not shop by those things? So anyway, that's ultimately what
I'm doing. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. I love this idea. Listen, I'm going to be dabbling. We'll just say that. Yes. I'm going to be dabbling. All right, so tell us a little bit about this single specifically. Like, what does it, like, mean to you, this Jealousy single? Is there something, is there, like, what prompted this song?
Yes.
And maybe tell us a little bit more, like, how we're getting into the sexy Gattison. Well, like, what's that all about?
Absolutely. So Jealousy is... this is a funny story to me. I love it. But anyway, Jealousy was kind of a... I like to write songs based on things that just either are happening to me or just in my space, right? So one day, me, my partner, and his siblings were playing Jackbox. Have you ever played Jackbox?
No. What is
that? Oh my gosh, you need to play Jackbox. So Jackbox basically is this... it's almost like a game on that everybody can play, like you can get like 8-10 people to play. But anyway, it's a game on the TV, but you connect to it through your phone. So you just go to a website.
Oh, and then I think they have... I do know what this is. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So this particular one was called, they have a bunch of different games you can play on Jackbox, but this particular one is called Roomerang. And Roomerang is basically, I swear to you, they based this host character off of RuPaul because it's giving RuPaul down, right? So anyway, so it's basically like a, what do you call it? Like a reality TV show. And so you get to create your own character and, you know, you guys go through different things and, you know, you just have to act as your character. So anyway, we're playing the game. And of course, I'm winning the game, right? So anyway, my partner, he lost and he got kicked out of the house. So that when you get kicked out of the house in the game, you have to say, like, you know, your final statement, your final, you know, whatever you want to
like
say.
Like sashay away, and that kind of moment?
Oh, that whole moment, okay. Right? You know? And so anyway, so he types into the phone, it's giving Jealousy because his character was this, like, you know, diva and whatever. And the diva got kicked out. So it's giving Jealousy. You know, you guys are just jealous of me kind of thing. And I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever, right? And so I was like, it's giving Jealousy. I was like, yo, I want to write a song about that. So then later, a couple days go by, and I'm like, it's giving Jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. And I was like, oh my God, okay, there's something here. It's giving Jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy. And I was like, oh shit, maybe we have a song. So I start writing this stuff down. And then we get into the studio. I have an amazing producer. His name is Steven. And he's responsible for most of my songs. But anyway, so I got in the studio with Steven and we just started writing on this song and creating the vibe and the mood. And this song, honestly, I feel like it's going to go off in terms of in gay clubs and LGBTQ spaces. I really feel like this is just that moment in the club where you're with your friends and, you know, you just feel yourself and you're like, you know, you're just feeling like the most confident version of you.
Probably have a couple of shots in you and you're whipping your hair around like you're fucking Beyonce, but reality is that you actually look like your drunk Uncle Bob from the bar mitzvah last week. Yes, I know it well.
Exactly. But it's going to be so much fun. You know, it honestly gotten so many good responses in terms of not just people who like the song, but DJs. So there's already it's already spinning in Rome, London, Seattle, Portland, Montreal. I mean, New York, LA, obviously. Dallas, Texas. So it's all over. So I'm really excited about this, and it's just a vibe. It's a mood.
Ooh, listen. I'm excited for all of this. Truthfully, this warms my heart to see, like, just remembering when we met, where you were, where I was.
God. Yes.
Listen, I'm the same hot mess that I was back then. But, like, I love seeing the evolution right before my very eyes. Love it. And I, honestly, like, you and I scheduled this interview, but I really, truthfully, just thought it was going to be, like, an interview you know, or whatever. Yeah. But it is so crazy to think about, like, even though we're not even in the same realm, it's kind of like we're on the same journey, I think. And it's so crazy that so much of, like, what you're going through and what I'm going through is, like, very similar. Like, we're both on that same hustle. We're both trying so hard to just, like, get to a place where, fuck, pay my fucking bills for fuck's sake. Like, God damn it. Like, I'm putting in all this work. But wait. We're a little short on the rent. So how about, how do we make the rent get paid? You know, like, it's just a struggle. Yeah. But, like, listen, I love this. You're even bigger of a deal than I expected. I mean, listen, your history with the music, I feel like you're siphoning yourself into the right places. And I really do feel like this is going to be big. And actually, we're going to play a clip right now from your song so that all of you listeners out there can hear. This is Jealousy by Gaddison. Wait, featuring Logan Compton. Compton, I said it right this time. Yep. Sorry, Logan. But here it is now.
It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy. Why you bother? Why you pressed? I think you're just obsessed. You're busy talking. Could there be something you need to get off your chest? Say what you need to say. You love to run, run that mouth. You really don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Criticize, telling lies, but everybody knows the truth. It's jealousy, insecurity, 911, emergency. I'm the cure, the remedy. Don't kill the vibe. It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy.
Can't take my energy.
It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy. You think I'm playing, like I'm pretending, but you keep
watching me.
Keep watching me. Your guilty pleasure. Follow the leader. The only
one you need.
You need me.
Yeah.
You love to run, run that mouth, and you really don't know what you're talking about. Criticize, telling lies, but everybody knows the truth. It's jealousy, insecurity, 911, emergency. I'm the cure, the remedy. Don't kill the vibe. It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy.
Can't take my energy.
It's giving jealousy.
Confidence is cockiness.
To the insecure. It's giving jealousy, jealousy, jealousy.
Confidence is cockiness.
Confidence is cockiness.
To the insecure.
It's giving jealousy, jealousy.
1, 2, 3. Like all my pics, but don't follow me. What? Bitch, I run this city and I got the key. Try and imitate me, can't do it for free. First you love me, then you hate me, now you say you wanna date me. How you copy everything that I do when you're still nothing but a flop? Running to the top and I ain't never gonna stop. On that bullshit, it's a block, time is money, check that clock.
Jealousy, that bitch can't handle me. Can't take my energy.
Jealousy is a disease.
Can't take my energy.
It's giving jealousy. That bitch can't handle me.
All right, so that's your little taste of jealousy. So, Gaddison, what else? Tell me more. Tell me all about it. What else is on the horizon for Gaddison?
So, there's the music video that's coming out tomorrow for this song, Jealousy, which I'm really excited about. It was directed by Brent Bailey, and he's an amazing director. He's done, is it Dracula? It's the drag show.
Oh, I know this. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So he's shot with that. He's done a lot of stuff with Spotify artists, Spotlight. So he's amazing at what he does. So the video should be really cool. We also have remixes coming for Jealousy, which is going to be really cool. I mean, seriously, it's a lineup from all around the world. It's going to be hot. We have performances that are coming up, all that good stuff. But I'm telling you, this next era for Gaddison is really about exploring some of that sexual energy. So,
I feel will be successful. Truth be told, you guys, I have watched him. It's so funny too, because like, I mean, before when I knew you, I mean, you've always been a super attractive guy. But like, suddenly one day I was just, you know, scrolling through the gram as one does. And I was like, I'm sorry, what the fuck? What? Where did this come from? He posted this photo of himself shirtless after like a workout. And I was like, I'm sorry, who is this? It's just like full-blown transformation. Yeah. You guys, he is bringing the sexy. He is bringing the sexy. I believe it. I saw it with my own two eyes. And I'm excited to see the sexy era, 2024. I think this is going to be good. And you know what? Sex sells. So
it does. And also, like, I think one of the things that I'm trying to even bring with this era, because listen, with me, there's always going to be some type of meaning behind or some type of why I'm doing what I'm doing. One, I think it's for me in terms of self-expression, because I was because of my background in evangelical space and church and all that kind of stuff, you can imagine that I was very hesitant about my sexuality, to say the least. So this is me kind of embracing very confidently who I am and my sexual side. And that's beautiful. And it's more than okay. It's natural, right? And so this is a part of that, right? And a part of Jealousy, the other layer behind it, is just to all those people that have something to say about what I'm about to do, because I'm about to turn it up way, way hot. So this is kind of a pre-warning.
Like, yeah. Are you referencing haters or people who are talking shit?
I'm referencing haters, people who, you know, just always have something to say, right? Like they look at what you're doing and they have no context, they have no whatever, and they just don't have anything better to do than just to be negative.
Well, listen, I'm here to tell you, buckle up, because that shit's not going to get any better. I know. Have been called so many names. I've been called, somebody published on my Apple Podcasts, like, you know how you can, like, publish reviews? Yeah. They called me toxic. The guy didn't even listen to what I said properly. Like, he misunderstood the entire context of what he was calling me toxic for. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Somebody who basically 70% of their life is dedicated to like an organization that endorses HIV and AIDS. And I don't do that for one dime. That's all like just me dedicating my life to something that I believe in. That's pretty toxic, right? That's pretty toxic. Right. Yeah.
And it's ridiculous because, and I think sometimes it's just people have their own limited worldview. And some ways you can't blame people because everybody is on their own personal journey, but I'm on mine. And at this point is giving jealousy.
And baby, keep that middle finger up in the air and hold it up high. Because listen, you know what they say? They say when the haters come for you, that means that's when you know you've arrived. So
that part.
Listen, I've been arrived for a long time because the haters have been coming for me for a long time. And you're just, it's there. People are not going to love like everything about you. Celebrities get criticized on a regular basis,
but
they figure out how to maneuver through, and so are you. And sometimes I, like, when I see some negative reviews and I, like, people who just misconstrue things that I'm saying, I'm just like, God damn. And then you really do kind of get down on yourself, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you just got to realize, like, bitch, this is who I am. This is what I'm fucking doing. And if you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself.
You can, or you can unfollow me.
Yeah, that's also an option. You know, yes.
It's also an option.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I'm really excited for this new era. I'm really, I have a song that's going to come out in May that is, this is the song you're going to be fucking to.
I can't wait to fuck to it.
I'm dead ass serious. This is the song that if you could have babies, you would have babies to this song. If your womb was able,
yes.
This would be the song. So it's like, it's going to be hot as fuck. We're already preparing for music videos because we will have to do a visual for this one and it will be fire. So it's a lot. It's a stay tuned because it's really coming.
Well, I'm excited. You know, and yeah. I wanted to say this too. It's just so fucking weird to me how much of our lives are so similar. Like when you were talking about earlier about like the religious, you know, yeah. background, and then like this is your moment right now in your music career where you're trying to like be just who you truly are because yeah. of the hindrance of that in your past.
Right.
Same.
Yeah. Like, that part.
Listen, I have gotten to a place in my life where there's literally no skeletons in my closet. Like, in fact, yeah. look, these are the skeletons. There's nothing here. No skeletons, no fucks to give. You
right.
just go with it and do your thing. Right. And sometimes right. it's hard to tiptoe around, you know, moments where people are sensitive and you have to be careful of how you say things yeah. and how you act things or maybe seeing things in your case right. and right. things you may write. But you know what? At the end of the day, like if your heart is in the right place, people yeah. are going to see that shit. And baby, absolutely. You're gonna shine.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm well aware that the people who I am supposed to reach in this life will be drawn to me and they'll get it and they'll resonate with it and they'll
That's a good way of putting it. That is a really good way of putting it. That
yeah.
good advice.
Because you won't and one of the things that helped me to see that is I love Michael Jackson. Whitney Houston, right? Like those are my two, like, oh my God, these are talents that graced the planet, right?
Right.
And even with Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston, not everybody liked them. Not everybody liked their music. Not everybody resonated with their voice. Not everybody resonated with their performance. Not everybody resonated. And that's okay. And to me, they were the greatest people that graced the fucking planet. So, but that's, it is what it is. So right. I'm well aware that not everybody's going to resonate with me. Not everybody's going to resonate with my music, but the people who do, that's who I'm here for. And so if you resonate with it, dope. Let's take a fun journey together and just explore and vibe out and do the whole thing. And if you're not, there's no hard feelings. I don't take that personally at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Listen, good advice. You should also throw therapist on your resume because that is some really fucking good advice. Seriously.
So basically, I am doing the Gattison giveaway, which I'm really excited about. Essentially, I will be giving away two pieces from the House of Gattison Jealousy collection and 3 months. Okay, I want you to hear this correctly. 3 months, not one, not two, but 3 months of Spotify premium subscription. And really all I'm asking is for people how you can enter to win both of those things is to go to my Instagram at Just Gattison, GATTISON, Just Gattison. And if you go to the link in my bio, you'll see right there that there is a giveaway button, the Gattison giveaway. Click that. You'll just enter your email. When you enter your email, will basically keep you posted and updated on the new music that's coming out, even some first listens, behind the scenes, special content, that kind of thing. But once you enter in, I will pick a random email and you will receive two pieces from the House of Gattison, new Jealousy collection and 3 months of Spotify premium.
Which I'm really excited about. That is fucking incredible. I will be entering in my email right now.
Come on. Listen, you got to get your prize. Spotify,
but I definitely would love the pieces. Don't you guys want the pieces? Okay. So what? Say your handle one more time just so everybody knows. I'll put it in the show notes, but just in case. Go ahead.
At just J-U-S-T Gattison. G-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. Just Gattison.
You got that, you guys? You got that? Okay, yes. Where else can anyone find you or any of your work?
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, you can, anywhere there's streaming, you can find, just type in Gattison. It's a unique name, so I'll be pretty much the only person there. But if you type in Gattison on any streaming platform, you can find me there. If you feel extra motivated, go on over to iTunes or Amazon, where you can actually buy the music. That is your 99 cents is really appreciated. It really helps to be able to keep the music going. And you can also find me on TikTok. Same thing, just Gattison. I am actually about to start ramping that up. So you should definitely check that out. And I want to make sure to say tomorrow, go to the music video premiere of Jealousy. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be amazing. Again, if you go to the link in my bio in on Instagram, you'll be able to see the music video premiere and set a reminder.
Awesome. Love that so much. Listen, you guys, and just follow Gattison on Instagram, because then you can sit there and watch him blossom just as I have been since 2017 or 16, maybe. I can't remember which year it is, but you get the point. And Gattison, thank you so much for being on the show this week. It's been a pleasure as always. And before we go, I have just one question.
Yes.
What is your gay expose? I ask that to every guest on the show. Well, actually, I don't, but like, I'm just going to ask you anyway. What is that one thing that you want to say to the world? What is it?
The one thing that I want to say to the world. Wow, what a question. Jeez. You know what I want to say? And this is for my new era. Be sexy, but also know that healthy is sexy.
And baby, that's branding at its fucking finest. Everything about you is so in sync with the branding, and you are just too much of a professional. All right. Well, one more time. Follow Gattison on, is it at just Gattison?
Yes.
At just Gattison, G-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, on Instagram and TikTok. Please tell me you don't have a Twitter.
I do not.
Okay, good. Do you know the whole thing about Twitter? We're all against Twitter these days?
Yeah, we're all against
because
Twitter.
Because of the Musk.
I've refused. Yeah,
perfect. Listen, I still have it just because, you know, a little jerk-off session in the middle of the night's nice every now and again, but that's really all I use it for, you know?
Right, right.
And if that's what Elon wants me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. All right, you guys, just at just Gattison, at just Gattison. Oh my God, I'm such a fucking mess. Listen, this is how my show is on a regular basis. Don't you worry. So at just Gattison, Instagram and TikTok, follow him. Stay tuned or actually go to Apple, not podcast, Apple Music or Spotify. And none of the other streaming services really matter. Just do one of those two download his music. Pay him for his hard work. He deserves it. And stay tuned for his music video, which drops tomorrow, March the 1st. And Gattison, once again, thank you so much for being here.
And thanks for having me.
I'm so looking forward to the sexy era of Gattison. Yes.
Oh, it's coming. And many other people will be coming as a result of this.
Ooh, good point. And if you follow him on Instagram, you'll see exactly what that means. Trust me.
I just want to benefit the community. There you go.
All right, you guys, that's all we've got. That's it. And I will see all of you next week.
So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think that we learned a whole hell of a lot. Or, okay, listen, at any rate, you just learned that not only is Gattison such a talented artist, an amazing singer, amazing songwriter, just the creative mind behind this guy's brain is just something that I wish could be studied at this point. And really, you guys just have to get more of what Gattison has to offer in the music world. And you can start by going over to iTunes or Spotify and purchase his song. You guys, let Gattison get paid for his hard work. Don't you think he deserves it? And stream Jealousy if you're one of those who refuses to buy on Apple Music or Spotify. Follow Gattison on Instagram and TikTok at Just Gattison. That's Just G-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. And for more information on Gattison and his work, check out his website at GattisonOfficial.com. And if you want to know more about his amazing kick-ass clothing line, House of Gattison, go to HouseOfGattison.com. And be sure to submit your email request on at Just Gattison on Instagram and his link in bio before you don't meet the deadline on March 7th, and you'll win a two-piece giveaway from the House of Gattison and 3 free months of Spotify Premium. You guys, I am actually feeling a little bit of jealousy for this prize pack. And if you're the lucky winner, well, what are you doing right now? You should be going to the link in his bio as we speak and submit your email to win this prize pack. I cannot wait to find out who gets this, you guys. And I really hope that it's somebody who listens to my show. And just as a little bit of a reminder, tomorrow, Friday, March the 1st, you can actually take a look at the video premiere of Jealousy on Gattison's YouTube channel at Just Gattison. And you guys, I'm excited for the video. I cannot wait to take a peek. And one last thing before we segue into the rest of the tail end of this outro, you're gonna have to do me a favor, you guys, and you're gonna have to also follow Logan, who I'm so embarrassed that I fucked up his last name. Listen, Logan, if you're out there, I am so fucking sorry. And I am trying so hard to make amends for fucking up your last name by letting all of the hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there know that they should follow you on Instagram at Logan DeLeo. That's at Logan DeLeo. So hopefully that makes up for me fucking up your name. No hard feelings. And you actually sound pretty kick-ass in Jealousy. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. For my show, that is. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé Podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One. All at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, mygayexposepodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question for the Your Gay Expose segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out my House of Bossy Power Bottom, where, even though Gattison's is far better than mine, you guys, but at the same time, look at my line too. Bossy Power Bottom Wear at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. And pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride related event. Or, you know, just shit that you want to wear to the gym to ensure that that hot jock top will fuck you in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me exposing my gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will be bopping to jealousy with all of you next time. Expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.